and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on MyTalk1071 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day, when she's not threatening to leave, become the latest Walmart greeter, say hello to Alexis Thompson.
Woo! I'd be good at that. Good morning, Fluffy!
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Holly Roberts!
Hey, girl, hey!
Hey, girl, hey. Good to be here.
Oh. I love seeing you, too. Good morning to you on this Tuesday, March 26th. The hell year is it? Whew. Oh, 2024.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to American Diabetes Association Alert Day. I want to talk to you this morning about diabetes. Welcome to Legal Assistance Day. Make up your own damn holiday day. Mm. Welcome to Nougat Day. Lex, you love nougat, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
Welcome
Especially from Denmark.
Yeah. Welcome to Spinach Day. Welcome to Purple Day. Welcome to Solitude Day. We like that day, don't we, Holly? Solitude.
Oh, the fortress of.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of the theme that's running right now. Yeah. And welcome to your first delicious sip of wet bean juice. Cheers. Mm. Cheers.
Life juice.
Mm-hmm. What's going on, Lex? You
no,
already
I,
having
I
a
come
morning,
in hot today. Yeah, coming in hot. I'm going to give a warning to people. I don't know if you guys experienced this, and maybe because yesterday it snowed, so a lot of things were just canceled, or people just straight up said, I'm not going. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to go.
I ain't doing it, Lex.
They're doing it all today.
They are? Already? They're doing it already today?
Well, they're out. They're out and driving.
God. Yeah, the people are out.
Right,
the
I don't people. Know. Did you, yeah, so I just, whoo. Man, I was like, what are you doing out here? So I'm just happy to be here. Yeah.
Also, the potholes are coming through.
Oh,
yes,
right.
They are.
That's another thing.
Look, there is a giant one on 94 eastbound in one of the, I don't know which lane I was in, but it's in one of the two right lanes. And it is gnarly. Because I was like, wow. Okay, let's hope I.
You hope you straddle it, but then you get it.
No,
and then
I
it's
just
like,
got
boom.
It because I didn't even see it.
Yeah,
because
see?
It's dark and it's rainy.
Ugh.
We love the ones, right, Lex, that you need a burrow to rescue you, to just pull you out of.
Right.
Get a little burrow.
Yeah, they're getting big-o and big-o and big-o.
Mm-hmm. And big-o.
Oh, mm-hmm. So yeah.
There it is. It's the Jason and Alexis in the morning burrow. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Just want to give yourself some extra time because everybody else is taking their sweet, sweet old time.
Yeah. And there are a lot of slow left lane drivers. I can't even get mad at them today, even though they should be in the right lane, especially with weather conditions like this. But
oh, yeah, it's coming down. It's hard rain.
It is. I was behind a semi. Oh, Lord.
Oh,
The backsplash from that, from Optimus Prime.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can't even see, so I had to move over. But, yeah, be very, very careful, everybody. And it's 33 degrees. Here's what I hope.
I hope
this nonsense doesn't freeze. The hell are we going to do?
Well, there's Is tomorrow.
No, Holly, here, you did it again, Holly. I mean, we've been happy for 4 minutes here.
I'm telling you, the low tomorrow is 8.
Okay. Well, you did it again. You had to deliver that news to us.
25 is the high. Okay. So we're not even getting above freezing tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Lex, don't even leave the house.
Let's call BRB. You might have to take out that mic that they sent us
right,
home with.
Ooh. Right. Go back your extra bedroom
Get
life,
back
Lex.
Back into my closet. my closet life again.
Closet life.
It wasn't so bad when I think about it, you know?
No, that was great.
I did the show for 8 months from there.
Yeah. Rolled out of bed and brush your teeth.
Yeah.
I guess you did. I mean,
breastfeed that baby, you know?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes during the show. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, I never did that, but I probably should have.
Hey, before we go to break, look, you know, us being the morning show, you know, as our friend Marjorie said, the joy of it is we can start your day out with a smile. But because we are the morning show, there are times when we have to acknowledge how sad the world can be. We've had to do that many, many times over the years. Before we go to break, and then we'll return with some fun, while you were sleeping, and this hits home because our city experienced a similar tragedy about a decade ago, while you were sleeping around 12:45, I believe, our time, the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed. after it was struck by a cargo ship. Officials are calling this a mass casualty event. They are claiming right now, but it's still dark, obviously, that they're looking for around 20 people. I queued this up. I was listening to this on the way. Here's a little bit of the top of Morning Joe, which kind of sums it up perfectly. If you are just cracking your eyes open and you haven't even looked at the interwebs, here's a little bit of that. Take a listen.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Joe. It's Tuesday, March 26th. We're going to begin with that breaking news out of Baltimore this morning. The Francis Scott Key Bridge, part of Interstate 695, partially collapsed overnight. It happened when a large cargo ship struck the bridge. The vessel was leaving Baltimore for Sri Lanka. A local Coast Guard received a report of an impact at 1:27 a.m. this morning, Eastern Time. It's worth noting the Port of Baltimore is one of the nation's largest shipping hubs. And according to the Associated Press, emergency responders are searching for at least seven people believed to be in the water. The Washington Post reporting now they are looking for up to 20 people. Those numbers unclear at this point. It's too early to know exactly how many people overall were affected. The Baltimore Fire Department called the collapse a developing mass casualty event. And we're hearing from Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. He tweeted moments ago that he has spoken with Maryland's governor and Baltimore's mayor to offer the department support following the incident.
There's a little bit, just the what you the nuts and bolts, as they say, of the event that happened while we were all sleeping. I've watched that video. It's horrible to watch. I mean, that cargo ship ran. It's a direct hit into one of the main support beams. So you have to wonder, right now all the focus should be on rescuing whoever was there. There were reports that there was a construction crew on the bridge.
How does this happen? It was so big, it couldn't clear underneath it. Or did it just hit
aside? It looked like it was a direct hit on one of the main support.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures now. Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't like it nicked it. Mm-mm. It was a direct hit.
I'm just wondering if it could have cleared on a different part of the bridge or if this is, something more sinister.
If this was an intentional act.
Right.
Because it would just... And it looked like it was moving at a pretty good clip. But again, these are all questions and that will hopefully be answered as the large investigation gets underway. But right now, it's just, the waters are cold. They're dealing with the fact that it's at night. And for all of us here that have lived here for any length of time, it pings at us a little bit different because of the 35W bridge collapse. It's one of those for us. Mm-hmm. You remember where you were when that happened. Holly, did you live here at that point, my friend?
I did not.
Okay. Lexi, you were here.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, we were on, it. I think we were on the...
We were on our way to the station.
Station, yeah. I was having a drink. I was with friends. Lex, I was with Kristen and Aklilu, our friend, longtime friends. We were on a rooftop. Stella's, the old Stella's in Uptown.
Oh, yeah.
And I could see smoke. I remember I was sitting facing downtown and I'm like, what the hell is that? And then about 4 seconds later, I got the call from the newsroom to all hands on deck to get into the newsroom.
Yeah.
And didn't leave the newsroom for about 30 hours. didn't leave. Wow. And then, I think we had the show back then, Lex. I think we were still, if I'm doing our math right, my friend.
Well, because it happened late at night, right? So
No.
Was it early morning?
Rush hour.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it meant the other way. Yeah, so it was, I had just been getting home then, actually.
I think you were. Yeah. If I remember right, were you going to Rosedale? I think you were going to Rosedale, Lex. Or you had just arrived. I I have a weird memory of you telling me that you had crossed that bridge around like an hour beforehand. You were heading to a movie or something. That just, I don't know why that sticks in my mind. And again, we've been doing this a long time. So
good memory.
Anyway, I have no idea. Anyway, we're thinking of the people of Boston.
Of course, yes.
If any little development happens, we'll let you know. When we come back, we're going to go back to doing what we do fairly well, and that's bringing a smile to your face. And we're going to do it via an AB Fab from Holly D. Rob.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It is Tuesday, March 26, 2024. This is hour one of Jason and Alexis in the morning. It goes up from here, everybody. Mm-hmm. The more caffeinated we get, the better the show becomes, right, Lex?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we're good no matter what, but yeah.
I think we are, too, but you know.
Yes. Just, I got the coffee brewing, so.
Quality level goes up a little bit. Just a little bit. We're going to begin with an AB Fab.
Absolutely fabulous.
What we got, Holly?
Oh, this is just something that I'm really into, and I think I have a problem.
Way to sell it.
Yeah, I have a problem, and my problem is Wassa crackers.
Ew.
Ew.
I love them so much.
Oh, Holly.
How do you eat them?
Yeah.
Plain.
With
just
butter?
Plain.
You don't put butter on them?
My sister loves them, too.
Oh, plain. Now, they have to be light rye. Because the regular ones are too hard on my teeth.
That's what I was going to say.
No.
You want to crack a tooth? Eat some Wassa crackers.
No, I don't know why I started to get into them. But the light rye Wassa crackers.
Okay.
I feel like I have human pica. You know, that's where like the labs eat rocks and dirt.
Yeah.
This is the equivalent. And I can't stop.
Like, how many are you eating in a setting here? Is like, it just like, sitting?
Like six. And then I pick at them throughout the day.
Just you know, like, it's a healthy choice, though, isn't it? Like, of all of the things.
Yeah, until you go to the dentist.
Which I did yesterday, and it was fine.
Oh, good,
until she has to get her teeth replaced.
But that's why, Jason, I'm saying the light rye
the
ones.
Light, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, okay. You can't do the regular ones.
I haven't tried those ones yet.
Yeah, those are great.
I've only tried regular.
Yeah, light rye.
Okay, let me look at these.
And then I found out, I was like, okay, I keep going to the store and picking up these Wassa light rye crackers on the regular. I'm like, let's be more efficient. Surely Jeff Bezos has some of them for sale.
Oh, and buy in bulk?
Yes, I bought a whole pallet of light rye Wassa crackers. And they're sitting in my kitchen right now because I don't have anywhere else to put them.
How many packs are in a pallet?
What? Like 12, maybe.
And how long do they... What's the expiration date on a Wassa cracker? How long do these bad boys stay fresh?
12 years.
Fresh is relative because they're not fresh to begin with, but yeah.
About a year, I've gone through two in a week.
Oh my goodness, you have a problem.
Now, my husband does eat some and he puts almond butter on his.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
But I just eat them plain. Mm-hmm. There they are. And then I have just like cravings for them. I want that like
really?
Dirt. I want that dirt, dry. I
dry
want
mouth.
That. Yes.
Ooh, ooh.
But they're absolutely fabulous. I love
all right.
Them.
Yeah. See? You be you, girl.
Okay, now you judged her 2 minutes ago.
No, I'm saying you be you. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I like. I know you guys can't stand.
I'm kidding.
But I'm just saying, wow. Of all the things, a little crisp bread.
Does it taste like foam core? That's what I imagine it tastes like.
No, it tastes like...
Dirty, gritty foam core?
Not quite foamy.
Okay.
It doesn't have the volume of foam. I mean, I've never had foam before, you know, actual foam. I mean, maybe I've had whipped cream before, but It's just, they're delightful. Yeah. They're versatile. You can make them sweet. You can make them savory. Now, I do put cheese on them sometimes.
Oh, nice.
Oh, look at you.
Which is like dry.
This is a light rye, Holly.
Yes.
I'm looking at these. The light blue package, Holly.
That's right.
They're good when there's stuff on it, but I can't imagine eating them dry.
Oh, I just love going for them dry.
But yeah, you just go for them dry and just off you go. Yeah, they're kind of,
And then you put
a little crunch, crunch.
And then you put farmer cheese on top of them, which is like dry cottage cheese.
Yeah.
I know, I'm really selling it this morning. And then that's delightful, and you can make that sweet or savory.
Dry cottage cheese. What kind of gay hell mess is that?
It's so good.
Farmer cheese is good. I'll admit, I'm with you on that.
What is it? I've honestly never heard of it. What is dry cottage cheese?
Well, it's farmer's cheese. Giving it a descriptor, which it essentially is cottage cheese. But, you know, they gave it a nice name, Jason, so they wouldn't repel everybody.
Yeah. It's a soft cheese. It's just pressed together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's good.
What are we talking? I asked, and here we go. Calorie count for these bad boys. Two slices is 60 calories.
Yeah.
Well, so not bad.
Well, these ones are 40. The light rye are only 40 calories for two. Yeah.
Oh, and this one, the Hy-Vee is lying to me.
They are lying to you.
Ooh. Okay. I see they're made into little pizzas. Now that I can go for.
Yeah.
That looks delicious.
Sweet. Savory.
Yeah.
I know I'm weird and I have human pica. I really, it's just like me and the dogs, like we want the dirt in our mouths, but these are really versatile. And I love the way that they photoshopped all these wonderful, fruits and vegetables on top.
Cherry tomatoes. I see a picture of lovely cherry tomatoes on top of it.
Yeah. Look.
I'm sure there are other Wassa crisp bread lovers out there.
Oh, that's
who are rejoicing.
Please call the Wassa cracker hotline, 651-641-1071. Are you with Holly? Do you eat these in bulk?
I also thought about ordering my Alpen in bulk, which is muesli. I like the no sugar added. Thanks. It's good.
I thought you said Alpo for just a second.
After this Alpo segment, you wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
No, I do not eat dog food.
What is Alpen?
Alpen is muesli.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
an oatmeal.
Oh, yeah, I have. Yes, I have. Actually, I like muesli.
Yeah, splash the milk alternative on it.
Mm. Oh, okay. All right.
And what I'm telling you is
don't soak them overnight.
You don't even have to do that. It's just kind of like cereal.
Yeah.
What I'm telling you is, don't invite small children over to my house because I have nothing to offer them. Child, would you like a dry Wassa cracker or would you like some no sugar added muesli?
Oh, wait, really? Look, everyone, someone's calling into the Wassa Light Rye Cracker Hotline. Wait a minute. Is someone actually...
Like, do you have concert tickets?
Right, seriously, Lex, they're like, are you giving away share tickets? Yeah, that's probably what it is.
I've never had muesli dry, though. I've always had it like an oatmeal, so...
The closest I'm getting to that is overnight oats. That's my new breakfast obsession.
Muesli.
Okay. Yeah. I love overnight oats. Oh God, I love them. I need to learn how to make them myself, but whenever they're available at like a coffee joint or someplace, I get them. Holly, was that a false alarm?
False alarm.
They were not calling.
No.
Into the
Wassa hotline.
The Wassa hotline. Okay. Lex guessed that while you were answering the call. We thought maybe they were just asking for concert tickets.
Well, no, they're not. But we did get a couple of emails. Gwyneth said that my coworkers call them my tree bark.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then we also got one from Beth. Who likes Wassa crackers with butter?
Now you're talking. I could do that.
And then her son ate a few bites of a Wassa cracker and told her it tastes like leaves.
Well,
yeah.
And then put it in his napkin.
Yeah.
It's definitely earthy.
Alexis has beer. Holly has Costco. Next.
everyone. It's Alexis. Last year, I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
Now, I know the last segment was labeled an ab-fab because it was, but it could be a Russian nesting doll, too. It also could be categorized as a laughing and leaking ab-fab. I'm just saying.
Heck yeah!
It could be.
Lots of crackers.
Uh-huh. So.
Oh, yeah.
Doing that, let's close that up.
That was another laughing and leaking moment.
There we go. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also hearing from you now, though we didn't get any phone calls to the Wassa Cracker hotline. People did tweet us. Barefoot Contessa said, "Hey, I'm with Holly. I love those crackers with copious amounts of cheese. Platinum, my talker, Megan Lane. I concur with Holly. The Wassa Light Rye are absolutely delicious. They're quote, a great delivery vehicle for appropriate toppings."
Yes. I need to try the light rye ones. I only try the big chunky ones.
Yeah.
My sister likes.
I've had the big chunky ones before. I don't mind those. I like them with the laughing cow cheese. Just a little bit. Little cheese. But Megan's right. They're a great delivery vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
What goes well with Wassa crackers is beer. Right, Lex?
Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Last weekend was the Minnesota Brewers Cup. This is pretty cool. The Minnesota Craft Brewers Guild held its annual conference. They blind tasted 450 beers from 90 breweries, and they crowned a winner. Best in show.
Oh.
It's close Maltese. To home here.
God loves a terrier.
God loves an IPA. and the winner, close to home here.
Mm-hmm.
At least this building here, Surly Brewing Co.'s Axeman IPA, named 2024's Best in Show.
Oh.
Which is also, they also won for the American IPA category as well. Love Surly. It's such a fun space, great food, great beer. It is a great beer community that we've got here going on.
We do.
I'll just give you the top three if you're curious about, you know, maybe some other beers you might want to try. Arbiter Brewing Co. of Minneapolis took second place with their Toki, T-O-K-K-I. It's their Korean rice lager. They also won German and international pale lager categories as well. And in third place for best in show for Minnesota craft beer, Saga Imperial IPA.
Mm.
And that's St. Paul's Summit Brewing Co. brews that beer. So congratulations. That's
congratulations.
A big deal.
Yeah. It is. What was that, Lex, in the early days? What was that? And now there's brewers. You can't swing a stuffed animal cat without hitting one. But what was that brewery, Lex, that we used to do a Jason and Alexis event every year? Remember, it was in St. Paul? I want to say it was off 7th. What was that called, Lex? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
That was Vine Park.
Vine Park.
You can make your own beer there.
Yeah.
Vine Park Brewing.
We used to do a listener event.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, and we used to, didn't we make our own, like you would make your brew and I would make mine?
Yes.
Is that what we did?
Yes, okay. And then we'd have a beer off.
A beer off.
Unfortunately, it has closed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that animal story right there.
I'm sorry about that. But,
I know. I mean,
but it was really a fun place to go.
Yeah. Fun while it lasted.
Yeah. We brew a special beer for our wedding.
That's right.
That. Yeah. That was super fun. We could make the labels and it was
great
time. You could have made wine there too. I'm sure there are other places like that now. But
we gave them fun names, didn't we, Lex? I think, why do I remember?
Oh, when we had our brew offs? Yeah.
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 And then we brought pizza in. And then, it was like a night event.
It was super fun.
We did that for several years.
And then, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, sad.
I bring that up because A, good memory. I bring it up, A, good memory.
Yes.
And B, I remember back then when that was kind of a novelty, is my point in all this.
Yeah.
It was, you know, there wasn't the explosion of breweries like we have now. That was a big deal. It was like,
oh, they're everywhere now. You're right.
No, everywhere.
Yeah.
I have so many in my neighborhood.
I bet.
In the North Loop, yeah.
And so, some teetering, you know, some rise to the top and, you know,
yeah,
those continue. But, there's still, yeah.
There have been a number of closures over the past 6 months.
Yeah.
However, there are still plenty that are open. And even some of them that have closed, they're just relocating and rearranging the kitchen a little bit.
Yes.
It's hard.
It's interesting that the popularity of breweries, it's a lot of, I notice a lot of people bringing their little kids to these places. And then there's a whole swath of childhood that does not get involved. And then you come back when you're an early adult.
Yeah.
Because people bring their babies, people bring their toddlers, people bring all sorts of youth into these spaces because a lot of them are family friendly.
Encourage that.
And they're great vehicles for food trucks.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You know, they're great opportunities for the Minnesota. You know, talk about another wonderful thing about living here. We have a wonderful food truck community, and the breweries, if they don't have a kitchen, if they don't have a commercial kitchen, they're great opportunities for all the wonderful food trucks we have here. My brother-in-law does that from time to time. So, yeah.
Nice.
Anyway.
Well, at first when you said a place that we have done beer, Vine Park Brewing, of course, that was the answer. But I know we spent some time at Black Stack Brewing. That's in St. Paul. That is awesome. They hosted a fix-it clinic that I was at one with Ramsey County. And then every time I'm like, if I can get a beer, I head there. Because it's just, they have really fun named beer. The place is just so awesome. You can see how they make it because it's made right there.
Yeah.
And the owners are just awesome, Sean and family.
Fix it clinics. I haven't thought about those. Oh my goodness. There's another event from the past.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
The fix it clinics.
Those were fun. I hope that they start those up again or if they've continued.
Yeah.
We could bring stuff to, I mean, it's basically what that sounds like. You bring an appliance, you bring some clothing, they help fix it.
Yep, right there. Right there. If you're not going to go to a brewery, if you're not going to sit at home and eat a Wassa cracker, maybe you're going to go to Costco, buy some mixed nuts, maybe a Planter, maybe crab legs, maybe a coffin. Holly, what's going on with Costco?
Well, Costco's famous for their little food court. You know, you get a hot dog and a pop for like $1.50, a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
And before you go shopping, maybe you want to sit down and you want to enjoy your snack, or maybe you've gone shopping and you want to sit down and enjoy your snack, or maybe you're just a member of the general public who wants a cheap hot dog. You can't sit with Costco.
Oh.
Effective April 8th, unless you are a member.
Ooh, you better go. You got a few more days.
You got a few more days to get those hot dogs now.
Yeah, get that pizza, yogurt.
I always thought that was a rule.
Well, apparently it wasn't.
Yeah.
But Costco, now somebody took a photo at a Costco location in Orlando, and there was a sign outside near the hot dogs, and it said effective April 8th, an active Costco membership card will be required to purchase items from our food court. You can enjoy today. Please see our membership counter for details. So I'm saying if you stroll up to the Costco and get that hot dog, you better have a membership.
Yep. It's interesting, though. I think is it just too crowded? Because financially, it'd seem like that would make sense for them.
That's what I'm hmming over
to
here.
To say that side, keep that side open.
Yeah.
But must be a crowd. It gets real crowded. People want those hot dogs.
Or maybe, or that yogurt, Lex. They have quality frozen yogurt.
Right, and now that they have chocolate chip cookies, too, that's new.
Yeah, quality portion, too. The frozen yogurt, quality portion, big cup. No, maybe they just want to keep it another benefit of getting a membership. Maybe they want to entice people to get a membership.
Yeah.
It's a way to get them, you know, hey, you like that wiener. You gotta get a membership. Freedom isn't free, and neither are the wieners.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Kirkland Signature, baby.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah.
They have good vodka, by the way. Kirkland Signature vodka.
They do.
Made in the same facilities that some of your higher priced vodkas are made out of. Don't be fooled.
Nope. It's a it wins blind taste tests all the time.
What was it, Lex? Remember, we did it 4 or 5 months ago. The New York Times did that thing, and I think it was rated as one of the best right up there.
It was
with
number
the Goose.
One.
Oh, that's right. It was number one. Anyway, I love the Kirk. I love
Don't
Costco.
Knock it.
No. No.
Mm-hmm. So just saying, if
but
you want
a membership,
if you want a Kirkland Signature wiener in your mouth, you're going to have a card.
Yep. Okay. Or that chicken bake.
Thank you. Or that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The chicken bake?
Chicken bake, yeah.
What the hell's that?
It's chicken. I think there's some bacon, some Caesar dressing.
Oh.
There's Parmesan that's crusted on the top of it.
Do you buy this at the food court or do you buy this in a tray and then you bring it home?
Oh, no, you can, with the hot dogs, you can order it.
Oh.
I think it's like $4.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Well,
it's huge. It can feed a family of three.
Well, on that, and we'll end it here, Lex, your mind remembered Amelia Santinello Vassalero, she swears by the pot pies, the Costco, the giant chicken pot pies.
Oh, I've never tried those there.
Yeah, they're delicious, and they feed a large family, because it's like a big pie. It ain't no small single. It's a giant chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
She loves those damn things. By the way, perfect opportunity to remind you, Amelia Santinello Vassalero Santinello and Frank Vassalero Santinello will be on WTF this week on Friday. Those are our enemies for Weekly Trivia Face-Off.
Yes.
yes. But right now, let me tell you about this. My Talk is partnering with the Animal Humane Society for the 2024 Walk for Animals. Join Team My Talk and walk along Captains Alexis and Holly on Saturday. That's right, May 4th, Minnesota Fairgrounds. Registration is now open for all animal lovers.
Bring your animal. We want to see all kinds of animals. It's going to be so much fun. Lots of vendors, food. It's a mile walk, but you don't have to go on the walk if you don't want to.
Yeah, if you don't feel like it, that's fine.
It's live music. It's going to be great.
Yeah, bring your pony. Bring your pocket pet.
Anything.
Pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we come back, Diddy had a very, 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 very no good, horrible day. The latest when we come back. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything.
Wake up and smell the coffee.
Thank you. Thank you, Johnny. Hey, Johnny, where are we coming from?
We come to you from beautiful Burbank.
That's right. Beautiful Hi. Downtown Burbank. Hot, Lex. Hot. Let's do a little bit of a little pop of pop culture. It was a no good, horrible day for Diddy last night.
Mm.
Or yesterday, I should say. His homes in Miami and L.A. were raided by the feds and swarmed. In one of the videos from L.A., it looked they took one of Diddy's sons into custody. And the Department of Homeland Security was there. So we don't know a lot, but we do know that people are speculating that this is connected to, that this is connected to the investigation that has been obviously ongoing, tying to sex trafficking allegations that have been laid against Diddy over the past few months with different people involved, different plaintiffs. And I'm looking at video. Two sons, Justin and King, were at the LA property when this happened. Meanwhile,
And arrested.
Meanwhile, Diddy was, I believe, in Miami. TMZ had photos of him. He was approached. He was in his jet. The feds approached him in the jet.
Wasn't he heading to the Caribbean?
Well, yeah. And then, so he's walking around. Did you see the video of him just kind of walking around aimlessly?
Yep.
And then the story overnight, the latest is that his jet, his famous jet. Now, I say famous because I don't follow Diddy, but I guess this jet routinely appeared in boasting posts from him. That jet has now pinged in the Caribbean.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean,
he's out there now. And the department is HSI, which they deal with human trafficking.
Yeah.
And transnational crimes. Now, they didn't say anything about what the search warrant said. Hopefully that will come out later. But if that's true, 50 Cent is like, yep, told you so. Told you so. He really has. He's already done it. Anyway,
everyone
and everybody has
blowing up yesterday.
This has been something that's been swirling around for a long time.
Yeah.
Rumors forever.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, everyone was doing the Grace Adler I told you so dance on TikTok last night. But
also allegedly, this is according to NBC News, they said not only sex trafficking, maybe illegal narcotics and firearms also involved in this.
Yep.
But I guess I'm just confused, and I'm sure this is some sort of warrant or non-warrant situation, but how can they detain his sons? But Diddy was like walking around Miami International after being talked to, and then his plane's in the Caribbean. They didn't have rightful cause to keep him around?
Was when he was in Miami while just tooling around, I guess the time frame, was that was after the that was after the raid?
Yes. TMZ is claiming that the video of him
I thought that was before.
No. During or right after. TMZ labeled that video such that it was taken after the feds had approached him. And he was nervously pacing. But then the next update,
maybe the sons did something out of turn when they entered the home.
Maybe they
weren't cooperating.
Yeah. But you would think if the dude is getting ready to get into a jet, flight risk. Quite literally a flight.
Yeah, he could go anywhere.
Risk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, TMZ is reporting that they're like, okay, addressing this scenario, Jason Alexis, where it's like, okay, well, why wasn't Diddy handcuffed? Yeah. They're saying that it tracks with what they've heard about the situation, that sources tell TMZ that he's not under arrest at this point. He's not really on the run either. So he's in this gray area right now.
They're investigating.
Where they're investigating because they just executed a search warrant at this point, and I'm not seeing any confirmation that his sons were detained and brought into custody. But we did see the photographs of the two of them with ties behind their back or handcuffs or whatever. So I don't know if any arrests have been made, but this is a serious raid. I mean, this is, you know, East Coast, West Coast.
Maybe just routine that they... So they're not going to hide anything.
Yeah. But oof. I mean, helicopters and both neighborhoods just swarmed, and not just a few agents of like, hey, hi, we're selling Amway products. Would you like our latest catalog? No, it's many.
And they're taking things away.
Yeah.
You can see boxes going into vans.
Hard drives.
Whoo.
Mm-hmm. Well, so there's that. And then the other big story that updated right after we got off the air, that always happens. Sacha Baron Cohen. Remember yesterday we told you about Holly told you in the Dirt Alert that. Oh, what's her name?
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson. Thank you again. There's too much ice in my coffee today. Rebel Wilson is going to tell all in her book. Mm-hmm. Naming a big butthole that she said was horrible to her. Hadn't been naming him for a while. Finally named him. Sacha Baron Cohen said that he was awful to her in a movie they did together, The Brothers Grimsby, in 2016. And then he fired,
that she said that he bullied her to.
Yes.
Yeah, and to not publish any of that or name him at least.
Well, he released a statement right after that.
Ah, what did he say, Jace?
Thank you for asking, Lex. He said, I didn't do it. And bottom lining it, paraphrasing, his people released a statement saying They have witnesses. They have documentation to refute all of these claims. And they categorically deny the story, the storyline that he treated her in this way. Mm. Now, it was interesting that it was, I don't know, the response was a little clinical. Now, they did do what I said. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I did say they had to tackle this quickly. But for whatever reason, I did not like their response. And also, I'm thinking to myself, why would she do this? This isn't going to be a benefit to her. Mm-mm. This isn't going to benefit for her career. So I lean toward the side of believing her, at least some aspects of what she's accusing him of doing.
Well, now, and the other thing that, you know, people do in the research, Rebel Wilson has been talking about this story with Sacha Baron Cohen for like almost a decade at this point. She tweeted about it back in 2017. The tweets are deleted. She's talked about it on a talk show. So none of these stories, I mean, they might be new to us because we weren't paying attention back in 2017, but she's been pretty out in the open with these stories and consistently with these stories.
Which makes me believe her. But hasn't changed over a decade? Yeah. And that response from the camp, I don't know. When we come back, when people walk into your house, what do they immediately notice? What should you know that people know?
What to clean first.
What to
clean. That's what I'm bottom-lining into.
Thank you. Lexus will tell you when we come back.
Where talk is fun.
This is a blast.
My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.